Time is one of the most precious gifts we have got in our life.
And time is one of the, well, let's call product we cannot buy, we cannot sell.
Okay, but for sure, time is on our side.
Or we must put time on our side. We are at lesson number 11, so welcome to Solopreneur and this lesson with the title
Time is on my side.
And of course, on your side. But the question is, how do you manage your time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because Adrian, you said some minutes before that we cannot buy time, we cannot sell time.
No.
In which way we can manage time?
Well, let's start saying that we all wish that there was more time in the day. When the day is over and we look back at what we have accomplished, sometimes we wonder where all of those hours went.
Yes, it happens
very
often.
Yes, of course. So, we have to learn how to manage our time. And that doesn't include looking at your watch. No, more than that.
Mm-hmm, yes. And now we are going to read the following information about time. Time is precious. Yes, we know. Particularly when it comes to running small business. Being your own boss implies a lot of responsibilities, and you never seem to be able to check off all the items in your to-do list.
That's like you have to imagine yourself like the white rabbit from Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time. I'm too late. I have to do. Your first and unique goal is to gain money to sell your product, but you have to take care of a lot of things of your business. For example, if we look to the right, accounting, wow, that's boring, at least for me.
Mm-hmm. And for me as well. But it's something that you have to do. And the following element, inventory.
Oh my goodness, not again. At least every month we have to check our store.
And then you say, oh, I never have time for myself, or I don't know where I'll find the time. Well, you have to find the time for networking.
That's crucial. We have seen that in our last lesson, number 10. We were talking about your online reputation. So you have to check your social network, and you have to write, you have to post for your customers.
And of course, if you want to sell your product or your service, you have to promote it. In which way you have to do it? By means of marketing.
Promoting, advertising is crucial, because if your customers don't know you, then you simply don't exist.
So, in this way, we have to sell our product or our service.
Yes, because that's our goal. At the end, we have selling. But, Elisa, if we spend nearly the 24 hours doing account or inventory, networking, marketing, when do we have time for selling?
We have to look for it. And this is something that we know, because if we go on reading, be very careful. Time lost equals money lost.
So, if you lose your time, you are losing money. So, when we want to achieve something, the first thing we do is a plan. Do you think we need to make a plan to get the best of our time running?
The answer is yes, of course. And we have the answer. Go on reading. Time management is the process of planning and controlling the time you spend on the specific activities.
There are two keywords here, planning and controlling. Because if you make a plan on how to spend your time, but you don't control it, sure, you are going to waste your time.
And now we've got some tips to manage your time effectively.
The first one is set goals correctly.
Goal setting is crucial to any good time management strategy. And if you want, you can read with us the following information. Use the SMART method when setting goals. Make sure they are specific.
Specific goals.
Measurable.
You have to be able to measure the goals.
Attainable.
Of course, they must be reliable.
Relevant.
The first comes always first.
And finally, timely.
Yes, you have to accomplish the task, your goals, in a period of time.
And it's time to talk about an example. I want to increase my sales in 25%.
That's your goal. So we are going to use this SMART method by setting the goals. The first one, this idea must be specific. There you are. You want to increase 25% your sales.
Mm-hmm. Is it measurable? Yes, because I can register this.
We can have a database with every product sold.
And what about attainability?
Yes, of course. Is this objective affordable? 25% isn't a big amount.
Yes, it could be.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. We have 1 year, 12 months.
And is it relevant?
Of course, because if I increase my selling in 25%, I'm going to increase the gain, my profit, in 25%.
And what about timely? We were talking about this characteristic.
Timely, okay. We have 12 months. We can divide this 25% in 12 months. That is a sustainable time, a sustainable amount of time to achieve our goal.
Okay, so now it's time to have a break, because now we are going to listen to Did You Know That?
Did you know that? The Pareto principle is normally taken to mean that 20% of the time or effort produces 80% of the result. So you have to identify the essential tasks and focus your effort on them.
This is really amazing, this idea. And of course, next time, Adrian, we have to work less and produce more.
I'm trying to. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to key number two, because we are going to talk about how to prioritize wisely.
Look at your daily task and determine which are...
Now, listen and read.
Important and urgent.
That means it must be done right away. Focus your energy on completing your most important and urgent task before moving on to less time-sensitive items.
But there are other tasks. For example, those ones that are important but not urgent. In this case, these are tasks that may appear important, but upon closer examination can be postponed to a later date if necessary.
So, we have to decide when to do these tasks.
And what about these tasks that are urgent but not important? You have to delegate these tasks if possible.
Yes, these tasks make the most noise, but when accomplished, have a little or no lasting value.
In this category, you might find a sales call from a potential vendor seeking to work with you, or perhaps a co-worker drops by your desk unexpectedly to ask a favor.
So, when you are able to, delegate these tasks if possible.
And finally, those tasks that are not urgent and not important.
Those are the low priority stuff, and we can set them aside to do later.
So, do these later. And something like a piece of advice, we can tell you that you must write down your 3 or 4 important and urgent tasks that must be addressed today.
As you complete each one, check it off your list. This will provide you with a sense of accomplishment and can motivate you to move down the list.
And after prioritizing wisely, it's time to set limits. So, let's read number 3.
Set limits to complete different tasks.
You will be more focused and efficient.
Of course, because setting time constraints for completing tasks helps you be more focused and, of course, as we already have said, efficient.
That way you can make plans for dealing with them.
So, set the limits, but don't forget to do number 4.
Organize yourself again, organization.
Yes, organization is the key. Why?
Because you have to use your calendar, have a to-do list, and make a responsible use of technology to boost your productivity.
In this way, you can and you must write down the deadlines for projects or for tasks. And, of course, you can think about which days might be the best ones to dedicate to specific tasks.
Now we go to number 5. Plan ahead. Make sure you start every day with a clear idea of what you need to do.
That day, and at the end of each workday, go ahead and write out your to-do list for the next workday.
Mm-hmm. That way you can hit the ground running the next morning.
If you look to the right, there you can find 4, that's just a little example, of applications you can use to organize yourself and to plan ahead. For example, we have Any.do, Todoist, Slack,
and Trello.
So take a look at them and find out which one is the best for your organization.
And what about number 6? Because if you want to organize your time, this piece of advice is necessary. Delegate and outsource.
If you cannot do everything by yourself, for example, taking care of your online reputation, delegate or outsource the work to an experienced freelancer.
Maybe it's time for you to train someone to do some simple processes in your work or office.
So, you know the best way to manage your time is to delegate those important but not urgent tasks, or not urgent and not important tasks.
And the following section is number 7. Focus on one task at a time.
Yes, why? If you have chosen a task, finish it. Don't start with another one. Avoid abandoning your current task and doing something else entirely, because you are going to waste the double of your time.
One example of half work is writing a report, then suddenly checking your email for no reason and writing replies. That's not only bad time management, but also bad for your concentration. You lose your momentum.
If you look down, you can see a little diagram that can be useful for you, where we have the idea, what things do we have to do to accomplish this idea, what are you doing, remember, just one task at a time, and once done, put on a tick and start with the next one.
So, you see that this is organization as well.
And the next one, that's very, very important, because sometimes we think we are superheroes.
Yes, and this is avoid perfection. It does not mean to be careless, but perfection can drag you down. Do your best and move on.
And remember, effective time management is a result of having the right attitude and commitment to your goals.
And don't forget that software tools can aid in your time management efforts. And there are plenty of calendars and time tracking devices available to help you manage time effectively.
But remember, the only one that can manage your time effectively is you.
Mm-hmm. And finally, we have to listen to Coco Chanel's words.
And I have to tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody and don't let Elisa hear us, because that is one of the idols of Elisa.
Yes, you know a lot about me. Coco Chanel was a famous fashion designer and she created timeless designs.
So, let's listen to Coco Chanel.
Don't spend time beating on a wall, hoping to transform it into a door.
What Coco Chanel is telling us is that you must keep your focus sharply in the right things.
Because, as we already have seen, the tips to manage your time effectively are: set goals correctly, prioritize wisely,
set limits, organize yourself,
plan ahead, delegate and outsource,
focus on one task at a time, and finally, avoid perfection.
So now it is time, yes, to manage your time from today till the end of the days.
And of course, it's time to say goodbye until the next lesson.
Goodbye.